And an influx of unaccompanied minors crossing the U.S. border has federal officials scrambling to house them. Officials have been placing them on military bases and in temporary shelters, mostly in Arizona and Texas, until the young migrants can be reunited with families in the U.S. or deported. Last week, a deal was struck, though, far from the border, in the tiny southern Virginia town of Lawrenceville. The adolescents were expected to arrive there as early as today, but as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, a local backlash has put the plan on hold.
Lawrenceville is a one-stop light town of 1,400 in the heart of Virginia's tobacco belt, so it didn't go over well that most had heard nothing of plans for an immigrant shelter as word spread this week that it was a done deal.
I was just shocked. I mean, the way this process has been handled puts more fear in our eyes because it's been shoved down their throat.
Brian Roberts is sheriff of Brunswick County. His main worry?
Public safety. That's my job. And so 500 kids, unaccounted for, illegal, alien children in my little sleepy town, I just don't think it's the right fit for this community.
And why this community? Because of St. Paul's College. It's one of the nation's oldest historically black colleges, but it closed last year amid accreditation woes and a pile of debt, leaving dorms and other buildings sitting empty. This week, the college parking lot was full as a slew of officials descended from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Department of Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, all in town to prep the buildings and organize the transfer of unaccompanied minors. Media were not allowed on campus, and despite repeated requests, no one gave NPR an interview.
St. Paul's College sits right in the heart of Lawrenceville. This campus has been here since 1883. There's red brick buildings with a lot of lush trees around them. Main Street, though, is just a stone's throw away, and across the street are lots of homes.
At Pino's Pizza, Emily and Derek Lewis say they and their children live right next to St. Paul's. So the notion that migrant teens out on their own will be staying there makes them a bit uneasy.
Kids find ways of getting out of places. I mean, it just happens.
I was a teenager. I learned how to get out of my school. I agree. The number one concern we have is potential for shenanigans and, yes, the potential for crime.
The Lewises say they've been reassured by a federal official that the runaway rate at immigrant shelters is less than 1%. Still, a couple booths over, Joanna and Frederick Pritchett, have other concerns.
I said no. It's more things they could be doing with those buildings over there than housing immigrants. That's what I was thinking.
We have a lot of people right here in town that don't have anywhere to lay their heads at, and you're going to move in people. To me, it doesn't make any sense.
They also wonder, will the kids end up in the local schools? Will they bring disease? Will there be gang members? Federal officials say no, no, and no. They've been holding small meetings trying to quell the backlash. They say the migrants will be vaccinated at the border, screened for criminal backgrounds, self-contained and well-guarded while here on the college campus. Outside the restaurant, one woman says she thinks the shelter is a great idea if it brings jobs, though at least at first, the government says it will provide the couple hundred people to staff it. Still, town manager C.J. Dean says just having workers in town to prep the place has been a boon.
They have been to the restaurants, they've been to the gas stations, they've been to the car wash this morning, you know, they've been to Dollar General buying stuff, you know, so there is already some small economic activity.
Plus, Dean says 70% of the town budget is water and sewer sales. Housing 500 migrants would certainly boost that. With all the uproar, Lawrenceville has scheduled a public meeting about the shelter tonight.
I hope that the public gets all the information that they're seeking, you know, so that they can make an informed decision of what's going on.
In fact, it's not the public's decision to make. St. Paul's is private, and by all accounts, the government's already signed a 5-month lease. But residents say federal officials have told them, if you really don't want this, we won't do it. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.